Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big penalty cost you field position. Oh, here we go.
Second and goal at the 17. Now the pressure. Brady heaves it. And is it intercepted? He came down with it in the feet down for Hayden. Intercepted. Ruling on the field, the feet were down. He's missed from 32 in this half. And the kick by Boswell is good.
Same exact look on offense to get what he wants. We'll see.
Steelers drop back. Right around the first down yardage at the 6. Here's Brady down the middle. And it's knocked down, incomplete. Intended for Edelman.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. Tony Romo, Jim Nance on CBS. The Steelers beat the hated, vaunted Patriots 17-10 in Pittsburgh. There will be no victory laps today. No I told you so's. No pats on the back for yours truly. Just straight football talk. Lots of modesty. Lots of humility. Not going to brag about being pretty much the only guy in town who said the Steelers were winning. I'm not going to do that, no. I'm not going to point the finger at myself and say, you know what, I was right and everybody was wrong, Chris. I'm just not going to do that. You know why? Because I am a bigger person. It is the season of giving. I'm going to give people a nice conversation today. No gloating. No clairvoyant talk of me reading the keys here on this game better than anybody else in town. Not going to hear me say, I believed when no one else had the heart or the courage to believe in your Pittsburgh Steelers. No, we're going to tone it down. Just have a nice, sweet conversation today. How are you, buddy? How are you, my friend? How are you, baby? Woo! How are you, Chris Mueller, Patriots lover, Bill Belichick worshiper, Tom Brady acolyte? You've kissed their butts. You have bowed down and worshipped. You are the biggest Patriots honk in town, and you have been defeated.
Today.
You're dead. You're out of here.
I wore,
you are a beaten man, Chris.
I wore red, white, and blue in mourning.
You should be waving a white flag today. You should be saying, I'm an idiot. I don't know.
Yesterday was tough. Yesterday was tough, Andrew.
I'm an ignoramus. I'm a moron.
My favorite team won, and they still... Thank you. My favorite team won.
Tell them, Paul.
And they still lost. The Cleveland Browns won on this Saturday.
Shut up. People don't want to
hear that. And they were eliminated from the playoffs.
No, they want to hear about you.
Oh, well, you know what?
Finally having your come to Jesus moment.
You know what?
It's over. It's done with.
Here's what I had to say.
The Patriots are dead.
Stop.
Ding dong.
Stop.
Would you bet on the evil genius is dead?
Would you bet on the Steelers to beat them in the playoffs at
Heinz
Field?
Chris, we're not talking about down the road right now. We're talking about what happened yesterday at Heinz Field.
You know, I wanna start and I wanna fall on the sword, take the millionth L of my weekend, bet $50 on the Patriots -2.5, lost that one. Lost a fantasy football game because some Patriots players I put in the lineup are probably going to lose because they sucked. I was ready to come on very chastened, very humbled by being so wrong. I went out on Facebook and put out my little Beaver County Times column about how Steelers are going
to
get
whooped. You were trying to run it in everybody's face before kickoff.
Yeah, right before the game.
And I was ready for a miserable 3 hours. The Steelers stink. Their season's over.
I admit it. I was. And then the Steelers' season was decidedly not over after that game. And I was ready to come in and be humble today. And then I've got chowder heads like this Craig on Twitter telling me to move to Cleveland and get a job up there. You're a narcissistic, pompous sports host.
I agree. Craig? Any disagreement?
I've got
there?
Gentlemen like Tom.
I haven't heard anything yet. I'll tell you when to stop.
I've got gentlemen like Tom, people coming out of the woodwork, nameless gray faces, quite literally, responding to my column tweet saying, how did this work out for you?
Chris,
on as usual with your analysis. And you know what I had? My come to Jesus moment. I do radio because I dislike people like Craig and Tom.
This is not the day to do this, Chris.
I actively dislike them.
You need to be hat in hand man right now.
No.
Yes, you do.
Nope. Because I'm usually right.
Don't be indignant.
Because I'm kicking your ass in picks overall this year,
Chris,
because you should put your tail between your legs, by and large, and run. Because you're going to be wearing a sandwich board, because I'm better than you at this.
No.
I'm going to win.
You're way off.
I'm winning this week's DraftKings if I get a decent performance at a DJ Moore tonight.
It's about what you do in big games.
No.
It's about what you do in the biggest of games.
So all the games you've lost so far this year don't matter. This
it
one
all
matters.
Led to this point.
Okay. Does it matter for Mike Tomlin?
Moment.
Does it matter for Mike Tomlin that his team rallied in a big game? Are you and everybody else that talks smack on that guy going to give him credit for this? I wonder. We'll find out later in the show. Certainly. We'll see if you put your money where your mouth is with that little line of thinking. I was surprised. If you had polled the average Steelers fan who has seen Belichick and Brady break their foot off in the Steelers' collective rear end for a decade and a half, and you had said the following to them before the game started, hey, the Steelers are only going to score 17 points, Roethlisberger is going to throw two picks, and they're going to botch a field goal from 32 yards.
Yeah.
The percentage of people sober who would have told you that they were going to win that game would have been under 2%.
I agree.
The fact that they did it is one of the most, the way they did it, is one of the most startling, jarring, unexpected things I've ever seen. Now, you want me hat in hand here to take an L. Here's what I'll say. I've called for Tom Bradley's job since practically the day he got it.
Yep.
Because I have largely felt him to be incompetent at his job. His secondary played great yesterday. I've laughed at Keith Butler. We ended Friday's show basically playing Keith Butler talking about how they had to play on defense, and then you looked like you saw a ghost because it sounded like a man who's just mastering checkers trying to take Gary Kasparov.
My confidence was shaken at that point, yes.
I got to give Keith Butler a big W, but the guy who takes the most slings and arrows in this town, by far, is Mike Tomlin. And Mike Tomlin's defense, his side of the ball, the side he knows better, is the reason they saved their season with that win. So I owe him the biggest apology.
Well
he
done.
Had him ready. He had him prepared.
Well done.
He had, but for one gaffe early in the game, a defensive effort cooked up where all the right buttons
well done,
were pushed.
Chris.
He had the team run out in unison, not as one man. They played as a team. They played the
now
less sloppy game. This team forced Belichick to make mistakes.
Now you're cooking with
he
gas.
He never blinked. Tom Brady made the inexcusable throw in the red zone, not Ben Roethlisberger. The Steelers won. I was wrong. I'm a dumbass. I'm sorry, Pittsburgh.
Brilliant. Well done. Way to recover.
Craig, Tom, guys tweeting me, I still dislike you.
So, here's what I want to know today from people. In addition to anybody who wants to call up and ridicule you, we're not going to...
I'll take
the L's. We don't want to censor people today. We're not going to do that here.
I'll take the L's.
I want to know if people agree with me on this. I think the Steelers finished off the Patriots yesterday. I think the dynasty's over. I think a national audience saw the end of the Patriots as we know it.
Stop.
I think...
The last time you said it, you made any kind of statement about a national audience seeing anything, it was about Claude Giroux taking the baton as the best player in the NHL.
Well,
so slow your roll here.
Because at that point, I'm going to defend myself there. At that point, we weren't sure if Sidney Crosby was ever going to get back to being Crosby again.
I know, but it didn't work out in the end. Don't do this. You're just doubling down on your jinx factor.
No, I'm not. I'm not doubling down on anything, and I don't have a curse on me anymore. That's been lifted. It's been transferred to you. I think we saw a quarterback look 41 years old. I think we saw Rob Gronkowski play one of his final games in a Patriots uniform. I think he's done. And I think we saw a defense in New England yesterday that is not championship caliber. They don't have enough playmakers on that side of the ball. When you let a third string running back kill you, dominate you, the way that that Patriots defense allowed for that to happen, it's back-to-back weeks now where they got run into the ground. That is not a championship team. And they don't have time on their side. They can't say in New England, well, let's wait until next year. No.
It's win now for them.
And you're watching Tom Brady He did not step into any throws at the end of the game. He's backing off, falling backwards like he didn't want to get touched. He's thinking about his kids. He's thinking about his post-football life. He didn't hang in there. Phillip Rivers hung in there and took big hits and made plays. Brady couldn't get the ball out of bounds on that interception because he's fallen backwards, because he doesn't want to take a hit.
Because his horrible offensive line couldn't hold well enough to keep the pressure off him. Here's what I saw.
Chris, they'll still be good, but they're done. As far as championships are considered, they've won their last Super Bowl with Belichick and Brady.
I'm not ready to say that, but I'll say this much, which is all that really matters for, you know, being in the moment. They're not going to win it this year. You know why? They're not going to get a bye.
Right.
I think Houston's going to win out, and they're going to be the two
seed.
Well,
I don't know about that, because Houston's got to go to Philly this week.
I think Houston's going to win out, and I think that the Patriots are not going to be one of the top two seeds in
the
AFC.
So
the
dynasty as we know it is over. Because Gronkowski's gone. He won't play for them next year.
He might not play for anybody. You want to talk about a guy thinking about his next career. That guy hasn't spent a dime of his contract money.
He's
lives
done.
Off his endorsements. Here's what I'll say quickly. Now that I've fallen on the sword to start with, and I know I'm just going to be taking abuse verbally all day, whatever. It's a small price to pay. I cannot, and this goes into thinking, like, how could the Steelers ever beat them? You said they were going to throw the ball 55 times or whatever and possess it for a ton of time.
And they did on the opening drive.
They did.
They spread it out.
But your contention was never that the defense would actually stuff Tom Brady.
Correct.
Which they did. That was the thing. I'm just not, and I think most people out there are not used to seeing the Patriots just look so average.
Yep.
They would rip off chunks and plays here and there and get some seam plays, and they would hit a couple. But they never built anything.
The quarterback's decrepit, Chris.
After Chris Boswell missed that field goal, I think we all could see it, right? Here's a couple of things. The Steelers take the intentional grounding. McDonald gets held, by the way, on that ball that he caught with 1 foot out of the end zone. Should have been a holding call and a first and goal. Steelers biff the field goal. Everyone probably says, here comes the tidal wave, right? I tweeted exactly that phrase. They had nothing. Brady had nothing. Gronk had nothing. Edelman, Gordon, James White, all their guys were dropping passes. They took penalties. For the first time in my adult life, that just looked like a regular-ass team with Tom Brady at quarterback. And I cannot, for one, believe that I actually saw it happen.
Yeah, we witnessed the end of their dynasty yesterday.
Not willing to say that.
Why not?
But they're not winning it this year.
Well, so you think he's going to come back at 42 and find the fountain of youth?
I'm not going to count
Gronkowski
for the career.
They're done.
I'm not going to count out touchdown Tom.
The Steelers, they offered the kill shot yesterday. I think the Steelers finished off the Patriots. I think the dynasty is over. Do you agree with that? The boogeyman, the big bad wolf in the AFC for all these years. I think the Steelers ended the dynasty yesterday. Your thoughts?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.